Queen of Our Times, written and read by Robert Hardman. To Hugo, Harriet, and Victoria. Preface. By any measure of modern public life, 7 decades of unbroken leadership is hard to comprehend. A study of any remotely comparable statesman or stateswoman would usually wait until the conclusion of a distinguished life and career. The reign of Elizabeth II remains a constant work in progress. In her 10th decade, she has faced, and continues to face, some of the greatest challenges since she came to the throne 70 years ago. At the same time, she sets new records, and her people begin to wonder what follows platinum on the Jubilee colour chart. As former colleagues and contemporaries, many of them now long gone, start to feature in the history curriculum, she is still looking to the future. Given the span of her achievement, the only way to put it all in context, to appreciate it as future historians will come to appreciate it, is to go back to the very start. In doing so, I have written an entirely fresh portrait, not just of her reign, but of her life. I have not sought to revise previous studies of the Queen and of the monarchy, with new material and insights throughout, including unpublished papers from the Royal Archives. This book begins from scratch. I have talked to those who know the Queen now, and those who knew her then, some of them going back to her days as a princess. In several instances, I have returned to those who kindly spoke to me for previous books. In the case of those whom I can no longer ask, then I have reviewed past conversations and interviews. It has been particularly enjoyable and instructive to revisit my many encounters with the late Duke of Edinburgh, a reminder of his monumental contribution to this extraordinary story. The Queen is the most famous and familiar figure in our national life, and arguably in international life too. Her face is among the most reproduced images in history. There is just one significant royal record, which, at the time of writing, is not hers. That is due to change soon enough. In May 2024, she will have overtaken both King Bumapon of Thailand and France's boy king, Louis XIV, to become history's longest reigning sovereign. Yet she has no interest in fame. Moreover, after all these years of familiarity, we are still left asking the question, what is she really like? It is the great paradox of Elizabeth II, and it has served her well. This book, I hope, provides fresh answers. Only those now beyond the age of 70 can remember another monarch. Most of us have known no other. I have been chronicling current affairs and royalty for 3 decades. Yet that represents less than half of the Queen's reign, and only a fraction of her life. Her story informs our story. She has been a backdrop to all our lives. It is why, regardless of our views on monarchy in the modern world, she is, indisputably, the Queen of our times. Introduction. She doesn't take herself too seriously. Even for a Nobel Prize-winning leader of the free world, this had been one of the great nights of his life. Back in his suite at Buckingham Palace, Barack Obama simply wanted to savour the moment. He had just been honoured with a state banquet given by Queen Elizabeth II. It wasn't the Midas-like display of George IV's gold and silver tableware collection, or the quality of the Echezeau Grand Cru 1990 Romane Conti, which had made this such an exceptional occasion. It was the rapport he had formed with a host who could talk with such authority about so many of his predecessors. Obama had been enjoying himself so much that the Queen had eventually taken the Chancellor of the Exchequer to one side to ask if he might, very discreetly, let the President know that it was bedtime. "I just said yes, ma'am," George Osborne recalls. "I could see Obama with a drink in his hand, and I was thinking, what do I do? I couldn't just interrupt and say, 'Oh, the Queen wants you to go to bed.'" Fortunately, he was saved by the Queen's private secretary, who gently nudged proceedings to a close. Still buzzing, the President summoned his 2 closest aides for